Dear Cheap Astronomy, a spacecraft that you launch all at once, now old technology. This is really a question about whether NASA's Apollo mission concept of launching everything in one go is the way of the future, or will we move to an approach where you launch components and then assemble them in orbit? And maybe then you fly to your destination where various pre-launched modules are already there waiting for you, like say some spare fuel and a lander to take you down to the planet's surface. The idea of a modular spacecraft built up from separately launched components does sound compelling, if not inevitable, but at the same time we should acknowledge it's not something we've done yet. The Apollo missions launch everything in one go approach was very successful and did involve a degree of component assembly where the command and service modules detached from the third stage of the Saturn V then turned around to dock with the lunar module that was housed in the upper section of that third stage, hence creating a whole new spacecraft that then flew onto the moon. Probably the best known example of a modular spacecraft that's been assembled from components launched on different launch vehicles is the International Space Station, although it will never leave Earth orbit. So, all we can really say at this point is that it seems like a great idea to assemble purpose-built deep space vehicles from separately launched component parts. It does seem likely that whatever spacecraft does eventually fly people to Mars will be such a modular assembled vehicle, if only because of the mass we anticipate that vehicle will need, which is just too much to be lifted in one single launch from Earth. And as well as flying to Mars in a modular deep space vehicle, we may then dock with a Mars way station before transferring over to a Mars lander. But again, while it all sounds like a great idea, we've never actually done it. NASA's current solution to landing robots on Mars is to use aerobraking, where the vehicle pretty much flies at full speed into Mars's atmosphere and uses the atmosphere to slow down, hence saving on the fuel that would otherwise be burnt by retro rockets. But if instead you adopt the approach of flying to Mars with the aim of docking with something in orbit, then you'll need extra fuel to slow down and manage an orbital insertion, and you'll need even more fuel to do all the fine manoeuvring required to dock with another orbiting vehicle. All this may be possible, but to manage remote docking with up to a 24-minute radio delay with Earth means it either has to be done by some kind of sophisticated artificial intelligence we just haven't invented yet, or it has to be managed by a human crew. So if we want to fly to Mars in the next few years, using a plan that involves docking with something already in Mars orbit, we have no choice but to send a human crew, including on the first test flight. Beyond that, once a crewed mission has landed on Mars, pretty much the only plan we have for them is that they will launch again for their return to Earth using locally sourced fuel. SpaceX is running with this plan for its Starship Super Heavy Lift vehicle, of which prototypes are still exploding in 2021. Of course, that's how you build a new Starship, by learning through failure and explosions. But when you have exploding prototypes in 2021, and the plan is to fly an uncrewed test mission to Mars in 2024, followed by a crewed mission in 2026, it all starts sounding a bit ambitious. As far as locally sourced fuel goes, it's certainly feasible to produce oxygen from the CO2 atmosphere, but the other required fuel component will be methane, CH4, which will need water as a hydrogen source, where the plan is to extract that water from large subsurface deposits. Again, this is feasible, but at this time, we don't know where such large subsurface deposits are, we just think they exist. And it's also in the plan that the first large-scale Mars fuel plant will be sent ahead and landed in parts, so that the first crew or crews have to then construct the fuel plant and also make it work so that they can get home again. And no one is arguing that it is all feasible, at least on paper, but in 2026? Come on,